So the epistle for the sixth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Romans chapter 6. Brethren, all we who are baptized in Christ Jesus are baptized in his death, for we are buried together with him by baptism unto death, that as Christ is risen from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also may walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin may be destroyed, to the end that which we may serve sin no longer. For he that is dead is justified from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall live also together with Christ. Knowing that Christ, rising again from the dead, dieth now no more, death shall no more have dominion over him. For in that he died to sin, he died once, but in that he liveth unto God. So do you also reckon that you are dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Mark chapter 8. At that time, when there was a great multitude with Jesus, they had nothing to eat. Calling his disciples together, he saith to them, I have compassion on the multitude, for behold, they have now been with me 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And if I shall send them away fasting to their home, they will faint in the way, for some of them came from afar off. And his disciples answered him, From whence can anyone fill them here with the bread in the wilderness? And he asked them, How many loaves have you? Who said, 7. And he commanded the crowd to sit down on the ground, and taking the 7 loaves, giving thanks, he broke and gave to his disciples to set before them, and they set them before the people. And they had a few little fishes, and he blessed them and commanded them to be set before them. And they did eat and were filled, and they took up that which was left of the fragments, 7 baskets, and they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. Please be seated. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin may be destroyed, and that he may serve sin no longer. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Dear seminarians, dear faithful, these are strong words that we receive from sacred scripture, affirming for us the idea of self-denial. You know, last week we spoke about kind of the mortification of our speech, mortification of the tongue and the sins of the tongue that we can easily fall into. So this, in a sense, this week of what we see from sacred scripture, it encompasses the whole man. It shows to us, in fact, that the old man is crucified with Christ. And so that is Christ crucified that is preached by St. Paul. As St. Paul says, he says, With Christ I am nailed to the cross, and I live now, not I, but Christ liveth in me. So it is this reminder to us of, yes, crucifying the old man. So in a way that we can put on the new man, this new man that is, we can say, liveth in justice. And so it comes for us that we must try to restrain ourselves, this practice of self-denial, restraining of the appetites, and that is to what we can say our spiritual welfare will depend. How well do we mortify oneself? How well do we deny ourselves of, I mean, granted, not just the things that are illicit to us, things that we shouldn't have, but even in a way, do we still practice in some ways things that still can be fine for us, but we kind of mortify ourselves from that, that we don't always just give in to what we want, what we have, what is before us. The psalmist says, My tears were my bread day and night. So it gives us the understanding of mortifying oneself, sacrificing that our tears, yes, would become then for us our bread for day and night. It is what we eat, what we have, what strengthens us in order to be pleasing to God. And so that is the understanding, as I say, it encompasses the whole man. It is something for us to examine and something for us to think about. Because especially in our modern world, it's something that is not promoted, certainly not encouraged for us. I mean, we see the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, the sacrifices that he made to atone for all of our sins. And it also gives us the understanding of what we need to try to atone for too. That we need to atone for our own sins. And this is a means that is given to us. The idea of denying oneself. I mean, throughout sacred scripture, we see the idea of saying, if we deny oneself, then we're no longer serving sin. We're no longer shackled under that. Because we have broken those things by this idea of mortification, of denial. Denying oneself. St. Paul, in his epistle to the Hebrews, he says, looking on Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who having joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. So right there, he shows to us this whole idea of, yes, accepting the cross. Accepting the cross for us, even despising the shame that goes along with the sufferings that we have, in order for us to try to, yes, be crucified with our Lord Jesus Christ, to follow him completely. I mean, those are the words of our Lord. If anyone come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. I mean, if you want to truly follow our Lord, yes, you will have to do so. So it's an idea, it's an importance for us to understand. You know, just as I say, last week we talked about mortification of the tongue specifically, mortification of our speech. But now here's just a whole idea and a whole understanding of the denial of oneself and the fruit that it produces in our soul. That is where the spiritual welfare will come for us if we are following this path, because this is the path to heaven. It is what our Lord tells us. If you want to follow me, deny yourself. Take up your cross and come follow me. As the path that our Lord has established for us. And so one, we see many of the saints that have followed that, St. Francis of Assisi, St. John Vianney, St. Mary of Egypt, these souls that, yes, they denied themselves, they mortified themselves. But obviously with the saints, we look at the virtues that they practice, not necessarily to what extent that they practice this, because as being saints, they were inspired by God, by his grace, to maybe do things that were more severe than we need to do. And so we look at the virtues, though, that they practiced, and we look at that and see, how can I apply that to my own life? What can I do with my own life? So yes, we look at the saints as examples for us, but not necessarily that we have to follow exactly what they did. They were inspired by God. But we can still take from that to help us to look to the saints as examples, to look to our Lord Jesus Christ and his denial that he gave to us. He did all of that in order to save us. And he sacrificed his life in order for us to have a chance for heaven again. But that chance only comes if we are willing to serve God. That chance will only come for us if, yes, we deny ourselves. And so through this self-denial, it is a means for us to try to work on rooting out our vices, rooting out our weaknesses, the things that we stumble with the most. And that's something that we have to try to do each day. So that's where then for us, we can try to take on small mortifications, small little things. You know, frequently, it doesn't have to be anything major, but just the idea of denying oneself. Because as I say, this world promotes just the opposite. We satisfy ourselves in every way. And so we realize that is not the path that our Lord gives to us. So small little things that we can do to help us then to be able to do greater things later on. All of these opportunities, all of these chances that God gives to us, they're certainly the means for us to sanctify our soul. And so let us pray for these graces that we see, that God offers out to our souls. Let us pray for that we take advantage of that. That we accept these graces for our soul. And therefore, let us follow the words of St. Francis de Sales when he said, we should live as if our spirits were in heaven and our bodies in the grave. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.